mild weather across the Midwest through tonight. High temperatures today will range from the low 30s in northern Wisconsin to the mid-50s over southern Missouri and southwestern Kentucky. Low temperatures tonight will range from the teens over northern Wisconsin to the mid-30s across southeastern Missouri and southern Kentucky. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high around 50. The wind from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low 30. The wind will be out of the west from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Look for a high of 42. The wind from the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 25 and a northeast wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high in the upper 30s. The wind will be from the north around 10 miles per hour and gusty. Sunday night and Washington's birthday, Monday, mostly clear. The low Sunday night in the mid-20s and the high Monday in the low 40s. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. The high Tuesday will be in the upper 40s, the low Tuesday night in the mid-30s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana were in the upper 30s to 50 degrees at Carbondale. It was cloudy in northern Illinois, sunshine reported elsewhere. Rockford reported 39 degrees. It was 43 at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. In Bloomington, 46. In Mattoon, 47. In Carbondale, 50 degrees. South Bend reported 43 degrees. It was 46 at Lafayette. In Indianapolis and Terre Haute, 47 degrees. At Willard Airport, it was 47 degrees at the top of the hour. The sky sunny. The dew point, 31. The relative humidity, 53%. The wind out of the south at 13. And the barometric pressure, 30.17 and falling. And at 12:39, 47 degrees in Urbana. And the sky is sunny. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Illinois' primary election is now about a month away. Absentee voting is already underway. The deadline for registering to vote in Illinois, March 20th, is this coming Tuesday, February 21st. Voter registration is one of the duties of Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton. Gordy Holton, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing well. We're keeping busy over here, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, the deadline for voter registration, is it the same for all Illinois counties?
Yes.
Okay. And as the deadline for registration draws near, do you see an uptick in registrations?
We always see a little bit of additional interest. We won't see nearly as much for this March primary election as we will see before November's presidential election.
Okay. Now, how does the volume of registration this year compare with around the primary in 2008?
We are currently at about 125,000 registered voters in Champaign County. 4 years ago, we were under 110,000 registrations.
Okay.
So we had a big uptick for the 2008 presidential election. Most of those folks are still on our rolls and will remain on our rolls for this upcoming presidential election.
Here's a very basic question. Who's eligible to vote?
If you have lived in your precinct or lived in the county for 30 days preceding the election, which Tuesday is the 30th day preceding the election, then you are eligible to register to vote. There's a couple of things that we need you to do in order to verify that you are who you say you are and that you live where you say you live. And assuming that you've been upfront with us about all of those things, you'll be able to vote on March 20th.
Okay. And how do I become a registered voter? What's that process like?
You can register through our website. We've got all of the forms that we use for voter registration on ChampaignCountyClerk.com. Or you can register with a deputy registrar, which is somebody who's been trained by our office to conduct voter registration. Or you can come into our office or any driver's license facility. And then we also have three voter registration kiosks, one in the Illini Union, one in the undergraduate library, and a new one that we just placed a couple of weeks ago out at Parkland College.
Okay. Now, I have to prove to you that I am who I am. Would you give us a few examples of acceptable forms of identification?
Sure. A driver's license that shows your current address, for example, would be an acceptable proof both that you are who you say you are and that your residence is what you say it is. If you can't provide that, a piece of mail from any government entity, a power bill, a lease, a University of Illinois move-in form, or a copy of an email from University Housing Service, for example, that says that you've moved into a dorm on a particular date, any one of those things.
Okay. And from now through the close of business Tuesday, what are the hours of the clerk's office?
We are open from 8 to 4:30.
Okay.
And we're closed Monday for President's Day.
Right. So today and Tuesday are our opportunities to
reach. Or the website, so that you can do it from the comfort of your own home, or the voter registration kiosks, so that you can do so that you can register at your convenience there.
So if I can register online, how do I prove who I am?
You have to provide a driver's license number or the last four digits of your Social Security number on the registration form, and we'll use that and cross-check other databases from other government agencies. And then the first time you vote, you'll have to show ID when you vote.
Absentee balloting opened earlier this month. How does that work?
Absentee balloting starts for this election started February 9th, and that means in Illinois you no longer need an excuse to vote absentee. So starting February 9th, you could request us to mail a ballot to you, so you could vote by mail, or you could come into our office and vote in person by simply requesting a ballot and saying that you wanted to vote.
Can you do that at the kiosks?
You cannot do that at the kiosk. That is, for this election, that's available in our office only.
When does the period for absentee voting close?
The day before the election, March 19th. If you want to vote by mail, we need to have your request in our office by March 15th so that we have adequate time for all of the paperwork to cross paths in the mail.
How many absentee ballots are typically cast in Champaign County?
Between early voting and absentee voting, we will have between 5 and 10% of the total turnout will vote early or absentee. We have taken some special measures for this election to try to promote absentee and early voting because the primary election falls in the middle of spring break week for the University of Illinois, for Parkland College, and for most of our local school districts.
So I suspect turnout's going to be down this year.
It may be down. Turnout for primary elections is almost always driven by what's on the ballot, where there's a contest. 4 years ago, we had incredible turnout for the primary election here because of the Barack Obama-Hillary Clinton contest for President of the United States and because the Republican presidential race was still a little bit unsettled.
And what's the difference between early and absentee voting?
Legally, there are some technical differences, but in terms of how we handle the voters and, you know, the experience that the voter has, there is no difference. You can come into our office. You are required to show ID either way. For early voting, we're required to be open on a couple of Saturday and Sunday mornings, which we'll do that in March. But other than that, the time periods almost entirely coincide, so they're nearly synonymous.
Mm. As your office prepares for the upcoming primary, you're training election judges. Do you have enough judges for March 20th?
We are in very good shape right now. We still have some precincts where we need a few additional folks to sign up. We have mailed letters into those precincts asking people if they are interested in serving. So if you've gotten one of those letters, or if your listeners have gotten one of those letters and they are interested in serving, we still need help in a handful of targeted areas. But overall, we are in very good shape countywide.
What are the duties of an election judge?
An election judge is our frontline election administrator for Election Day. They operate a polling place for us. And as voters come into a polling place on Election Day, they are responsible for verifying that the voter is who they say they are, that they're duly registered, making sure the voter gets the proper ballot, making sure that the procedures that are in place to protect the secrecy of the ballot are being followed, and making sure that everybody who is supposed to be allowed to vote, if they want to vote, that they are allowed to vote.
And what's the training like?
The training is, it's a little bit different for a brand new judge versus an experienced judge. We did our first review class last night. We've got another one coming up in a couple of minutes. Our review classes are about two and a half hours, and they're mostly on things that have changed. The new class will actually walk judges who have never served before through the full gamut of procedures, including setting up of a polling place, how to turn on and zero out and verify a tabulator, how to calculate write-in votes, how to verify at the end of the night that the number of ballot applications exactly matches the number of ballots that have been cast. So it's a very comprehensive set of procedures and classes on everything that we need to do to make sure that our elections in Champaign County run flawlessly.
And are people compensated for the training and for being a judge on Election Day?
If a judge is trained and serves on Election Day, we will pay them $120 for the day. If they serve on Election Day and they haven't been trained, we'll pay them $75. So there's a little bit of difference in the pay as an incentive to go to the class.
Okay. Last question for you here this afternoon. Tell us about the open house you're hosting at the end of the month.
We're hosting an open house at the new County Election Supply Building. We have, for years, had our election equipment housed in various storage rooms here at Brookins, and then on election night we would have our judges bring all of the materials, voted ballots and cards and results, back to a warehouse we rented in Urbana. And it just wasn't a very practical setup for us. The county was gracious enough to build a new facility for the county facilities department, for the coroner's office, and then we have an area where we can securely store all of our election equipment. We can archive our voted ballots, and we can have our election judges both pick up and return materials there on election night.
And so the open house is what day, from what time?
February 29th, leap year day, and it is from 2 to 3:30 p.m., and the election supply building is at 202 Art Bartell Road, which is just down the road from the Brookins Administration Center, down by the old county nursing home.
Okay. Gordy Halton, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Halton. Again, for people wishing to register to vote for the March 20th primary, the deadline is Tuesday, and Monday is a holiday, President's Day.
Hi, this is WILL Station Manager Bob Culkeen. Thank you to the 332 listeners who made a pledge of support during our February pledge drive. You raised more than $42,000 for WILL, your local public radio station. And thanks to the Common Ground Food Co-op, their partnership provides generous support to both WILL and the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. This local partnership provides over 2,600 meals to local families.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the crime novelist Ruth Rendell, born London, 1930. Her mother was ill with undiagnosed multiple sclerosis, her parents unhappy with each other. And so the girl began writing about her life as if it were a story and happening to someone else. She was a reporter for a small London newspaper, for fun, decided to write a detective novel entitled From Dune with Death, starring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford. It came out in 1964. The inspector was overweight, slow, sloppy, but a thoughtful man, and she kept on writing. The latest Inspector Wexford mystery by Ruth Rendell, entitled The Vault, it came out last year. Ruth Rendell, who describes herself as a workaholic, obsessed by routine, who writes for about 4 hours every morning and then eats the exact same lunch, bread, cheese, salad, and fruit. She has produced an average of 2 books per year for almost 50 years and says, "I am quite happy to go on doing what I am doing now for the rest of my life. I don't see why I should stop." And it's the birthday of science fiction writer Andre Norton, born Alice Mary Norton in Cleveland, 1912, changed her name to Andre because she thought she'd have better luck selling her books as a man instead of a woman. She wrote spy thrillers, historical fiction, and then her first sci-fi, Starman Sun, 2250 A.D., came out in 1951, and she stuck with science fiction after that. Wrote more than 130 novels in her 70 years as a writer. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman entitled Getting Through. I want to apologize for all the snow falling in this poem so early in the season, falling on the calendar of bad news. Already we have had snow, lucid snow, surprising snow, bees and lamb's wool snow. Already snows of exaltation have covered some scars. Larks and the likes of paisleys went up. But lately the sky is letting down large print flakes of old age. Loving this poor place, wanting to stay on, we have endured an elegiac snow of whitest jade, subdued biographical snows and public storms, official and profuse. Even if the world is ending, you can tell it's February by the architecture of the pastures. Snow falls on the pregnant mares, is followed by a thaw, and then refreezes so that everywhere they're hid.